You have just heard part one of lesson number 77 of English USA. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de notre 77e leçon d'English USA. Dans la seconde partie, nous allons continuer la visite avec Martin Lerner dans ce chantier de construction site. Donc, restez à l'écoute. Please stay with us. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to part 2 of English USA, lesson number 77. Nous retrouvons Martin Lerner sur un chantier, a construction site. Il parle avec le contremaître des différentes activités qui s'y passent et où elles ont lieu. Vous apprendrez à indiquer avec précision où se trouve ou bien où se passe quelque chose, avec des expressions telles que « up there », là-haut, « over there », là-bas, « all the way to the top », jusqu'au sommet, « all the way to the top », ou bien « the top floor », l'étage supérieur.
Where have you worked before?
I've worked on many projects and buildings. I've worked mostly here in the city. I've lived here all my life. One year I worked in Florida, but I like it here.
Where do the men and women eat their lunch?
They eat where they work. They just stop working and sit and eat.
Isn't it too cold today?
They don't sit very long. They only take half an hour for lunch.
What's that man doing up there?
He's putting up the forms for the cement.
Explain that. What does that mean?
The cement is liquid, of course. They have to put it into forms until it gets hard. Then they remove the forms. That's what makes the skeleton of the building. It's like the bones in your body.
Are the skeletons of all these large office buildings made of cement?
No, many are made of steel. Even the cement buildings have steel inside the cement. Look at those men over there.
The ones beside the gate?
Yes. They are putting the steel up. Then the other men put the forms around the steel. Then others pour the cement into the forms.
How tall is the building going to be?
19 stories.
How tall is it now? How many stories have you finished?
We're not finished, of course. Those men and women on the top are on the 10th floor.
What are they doing?
They are putting in the floor. First they put in a floor, then they put up the walls for the next story.
Are the floors cement?
They are cement in this building.
Can we go to the top floor?
Sure. Follow me. We'll take the elevator.
Do you have an elevator already?
It's a temporary one. See that blue thing on the end of the building? That's the elevator.
Does it go all the way to the top?
Sure. It grows with the building. We can build the elevator up to 40 stories.
That's amazing. I've never watched a tall building going up. How long have you been working in construction?
22 years now. I started after high school. I worked in construction in the summer and went to college in the winter.
What did you study in college?
I was going to be an architect. I didn't finish college. One summer I was working on an interesting project. When college started in the fall, I didn't go back. Here's the elevator. Get in.
Écoutez ces phrases qui indiquent où se passent différentes activités sur le chantier. Construction site.
They eat where they work.
Up there.
Over there.
Beside the gate.
On the top. On the 10th floor. On the end of the building.
Pouvez-vous maintenant indiquer vous-même où se passent ces activités? Par exemple, where do the workers eat their lunch? Est-ce que vous vous rappelez? Même si vous ne vous rappelez pas, inventez la réponse. Ou bien, par exemple, where are they putting in a floor? Il se peut que ce soit au troisième étage, third floor? Répondez comme vous le pouvez.
Where do the workers eat lunch? Where are they putting in a floor? Where is the elevator? Where are the workers putting the steel up?
How do you like the view?
I like it. What are those people doing down there?
Which people?
The ones standing beside that red truck.
I think they're unloading steel. Are you ready to go back down?
Yes, thanks.
Autre expression que vous entendez dans cette histoire, il parle d'étages. Par exemple, c'est un bâtiment à 10 étages. It's a 10-story building. Étage, story. 10 stories. 10 étages, par exemple. Pour dire étage, on dit aussi floor. Par exemple, un bâtiment qui a 4 ou 5 étages. A 4-story building has 4 floors. Un bâtiment à 4 étages a 4 étages. Si la personne, le contremaître, dans ce contexte, il dit à Martin Lerner, that building, it's going to be ce bâtiment qu'on est en train de construire. This building is going to have 40 stories. It will have 40 floors. Donc vous êtes dans un ascenseur, an elevator. Vous êtes dans l'ascenseur, you're in the elevator. Et la personne vous demande, which floor? Quel étage? Which floor? Et vous dites, first floor, ou bien second floor. Premier étage, second étage. Third floor, please. Troisième étage. Fourth floor, please. Fifth floor, cinquième étage. Sixth floor, please. Ou bien, tout simplement, vous rentrez dans l'ascenseur. You go into the elevator and you say, tenth floor, please. Dixième étage, s'il vous plaît. Ou bien, dans le cas de ce bâtiment en construction, 40th floor, please. 40e étage, s'il vous plaît. 40th floor, please. Thank you. And that's it for lesson number 77 of English USA. Et voilà pour cette leçon numéro 77 d'English USA. Dans cette leçon, vous vous êtes exercé à demander des questions à propos de personnes, leurs activités, ce qu'elles sont en train de faire, l'emplacement d'un endroit ou d'un objet, et ainsi de suite. Continuez à vous exercer tout seul ou toute seule, à haute voix ou entre amis. English USA, diffusé en direct de Washington. Practice hard. Until next time. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
Au travail,